Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. You guys know what that song, music, beat means. It's time for the hottest segment in Houston sports radio. Time for a little haiku hump day. John Lopez, you being the superior scribe that you are, why don't you explain to the folks at home that may or may not know or may be new to the whole haiku phenomenon what the hell a haiku is?
Haiku's a form of poetry that is three lines. First line, five syllables. Second line, seven syllables. Third line, five syllables. Feel free to send in yours on these topics at 713-572-4610. Mike Vrabel. Carmelo
Landry's
Anthony.
Favorite guy in the world.
Baby Mama Drama.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? AFC South?
No, miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous.
Whatever you want it to be.
Miscellaneous. Mine's Ken Giles. But it can be whatever you want it to be.
Did either one of you, real quick, just to kind of get a tease in there, on the Baby Mama Drama, obviously I used myself, did either one of you go LeSean McCoy?
I just went in general. No. Too soon.
Okay, just throwing that out there. Because that obviously was the heart of this beef. Do they have a kid together? Have we confirmed that? But they do have a kid together?
We just assumed.
No, I'm pretty sure they do, because in one of the Instagram videos, I think she said something like the love of his life, and it was a little girl running to him. So, okay, let's do the honors. I'll tell you what, because you love Vrabel so much, we'll save your Vrabel on this first one for last.
You're proud of your Vrabel?
I don't know.
Well, he just hates him so much I'm dying to hear it. But listen, I'll go ahead and get this thing started. No beef with Vrabel. Kenny Coach is something else. Titans fans think yes.
All right.
Titans fans think.
You know who doesn't?
Yes. Well, we know who doesn't. Well, that's why we're going to wait.
That's
and hear
me.
Him last.
But you go ahead, Lopez.
All right. Locker and Vrabel, they must be Eskimo bros. The hatred is real.
I thought you loved your Eskimo bros.
I guess you can.
Be Eskimo bros. At first, I thought you meant Jake Locker.
Nope. Well, maybe.
All right. The biggest jackass in the NFL, Mike Vrabel.
That's not five syllables.
No.
That's the title.
Longer than the entire poem.
A leader of men, but a crappy coach I see. Kiss my ass, Mike V.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I could see this being the first ever physical altercation between a head coach and a radio personality.
He's going to go Pac-Man on you.
What would you do if Mike Vrabel came at you?
I would just say, hey, what's up, dude?
I mean physically. No, I'm talking about he started throwing. Yeah, no, this ain't no talking. He's coming here to beat your ass.
I would get my ass kicked. Okay. I would try to stand my ground, but I would get my ass kicked.
Are you throwing a punch?
Well, sure.
If he's coming at me,
yeah,
I'm going to try to land the first one.
With your knee.
And maybe my hate shatters that busted nose that he's got.
Man, Mike Vrabel would beat the crap out of
no
you.
No, duh. I'm not stupid.
I'm trying to think. Here's a question. What would we do?
Oh, I would try. You got to try.
Yeah, you got to try.
To defend yourself.
Yeah, you can't run.
But then just take your beating and sue him.
No. You missed my point. What would we do? If we're watching Mike Vrabel get ready to kick Landry's ass.
I'd jump in.
No. This is what y'all should do.
I'd jump in.
Get out your phone and record.
That's exactly what I'm
get
doing.
Get out your phone and record.
I'm glad you said that, because that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, Lopez, you can.
I'll jump in. You record.
I'm recording.
We're going viral, baby.
I'm putting myself in and yelling world star.
If I were around Mike Vrabel, I would say I thought he was a bit coach. I've done this before. I've said something about someone and come in there and I think you're a bit coach. I think he's a bit coach.
Yeah.
Now, if Mike Vrabel goes out and has a good season, I'll admit I was wrong. But there's no level of coaching that he's done this impressive.
Why don't you feel the same kind of vitriol for Frank Reich, who's also in the division?
I feel like he paid his dues a little bit more, and I think he was actually a successful coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. But he didn't coach the linebackers at Ohio State, so there is that.
Where is that?
Carmelo. Carmelo, what you got?
All right, Carmelo. Harry met Sally, like when Morey met Mello. No happy ending.
All right.
Pretty good.
I like where this is going. All right, here we go. Morey crush, but why? He's a loser. Don't deny. No, Lala, I cry.
Oh.
Carmelo Anthony. Just not a winner, yet can't carry a team on his back. Sorry, that's just a fact.
I love it. That's good stuff right there. All right, here we go. Pusha T and the Post Malone rap critiques from one Mr. John
Sorry,
Lopez.
Just a fact. Not that's if you're trying to call a disqualification. Not through that's in there, but it's sorry,
yeah,
just
yeah,
a
yeah,
fact.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I didn't even count. Yeah, you could have fooled me.
Just so you know. Integrity.
Is this
integrity.
Baby Mama drama or is this
no,
the
this
reviews?
Is be, this is the rap reviews. Okay. This is the rap reviews.
Okay, me?
Yes, sir.
Just trust the OG. He's been grooving for decades. Your mom can attest.
Went old school with your mama joke. I love it. That's I don't well know done. If I should be angry or impressed. A little bit of both. Here we go. Old school banger, please. Cocaine rap, a specialty. John Wrong. Pusha T.
Oh, okay. You love you some Pusha T.
I love me some Pusha T. Damn right I do.
All right, here you go. Pusha T slash Lopez rap critiques. Pusha T, who's that? Said many folks tuning in never heard of him.
Whatever.
Fact. Whatever. That is a fact.
You guys are both wrong.
Well, no, he's right.
Wrong.
People didn't know him.
Some people did.
Yeah.
Baby Mama, what you got?
All right, baby mama drama. Since I don't have a baby mama, no. I guess I should lead off here. Call me Ricky Henderson. You got a condom? Nope, but my pullout game is strong. Oops. Hi, baby's mom.
Oh, God. I like that.
That's rough.
All right. Wrap it up real good, or you'll pay for 18 years, just like Fred Davis.
Twice.
Two times. Here we go. Love my kids' mothers. Only right to keep the peace. Please deduct the least. That's a
See,
fact.
We were on the same vibe
That's
there.
That's a fact.
We were on the same vibe.
That's a fact. All right, last one. It is
a freestyle.
Writer's choice. Yeah. Writer's choice, whatever you want. Who's going here?
I'll go. And 713-572-4610. We got a lot of good ones. We'll get to those after we wrap this up like Freddie D doesn't. Miscellaneous. Bad H-Town road experience. Bad H-Town road experiences. This is what people experience when they drive around Houston.
All right.
Ain't moved in hours. Dude, don't touch my window, bro. Quit honking, you ho.
Sounds like you had a personal experience recently.
Quit honking, you ho. That yeah. might be the best line of the day so far. Quit honking, you ho. All right.
My freestyle, my writer's choice is on Ken Giles. Dude punches himself and then tells Hinch to bleep off. Brad Lidge 2.0.
Ooh. Well, he may not live to see Brad Lidge 2.0. All right, here we go. Car total insurance. Bebop and then crash. White Ford, not OJ, slam side, insurance drags feet.
You've had some trouble with that, but it's coming along.
There's a proverbial light at the end of the tunnel. We're feeling pretty good about things. There will be an adjuster, and I've already got the car of my dreams picked out, so now it's just a matter of getting some things squared away. Hopefully I got gap insurance. That's a whole other story for another day, but at the very least, real quick, here's what had to happen yesterday. I lost it. I lost my cool yesterday.
Yeah.
I finally had enough.
I figured you would.
They kept bouncing me around to different people on the phone. Finally, this poor kid, Chris. And Chris, I'm sure Chris is salt of the earth. He seemed like a nice kid. And he said, how can I help you, sir? I said, give me somebody who can bleeping get this situation squared away because I'm tired of bleeping with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And within 5 minutes, they had an adjuster on the phone with
there
me.
Go.
So,
got to crack the whip.
713-572-4610.
Loopholes are weighing in. At CliffyH69 on Twitter. He did a Mike Vrabel haiku. Mike Vrabel flat top screwed up our defense big time. Now a head coach.
Yep.
Brent Shear on Twitter. It's Brent Shear. Yeah, that's real creative, just like me. This is a Carmelo Anthony haiku. I am pro Melo. The contract is minimal, low risk, high reward. I think that's one of Maury's burner accounts, actually. I've actually met Brent, so I think he's a real person.
9944 came strong.
Always.
Lisi Lou is always good.
Yeah, Lisi Lou's got one about... he did a miscellaneous person's
she.
Choice.
It's a she.
She.
It's
Sorry,
a she.
Lee. Yeah. Sorry, Lee.
Real quick, let me read 9944's. You don't want drama. Wrap it before you tap it. No baby mamas.
That's good.
And then the second one, Titans got new coach. Who cares? We still beat them. See you week two, bitch.
Lisi Lou's miscellaneous. Is that the one missing football?
Yeah, this is one right here. This loophole wants sauce. Will haiku for small taste. Tomato base?
Tomato based?
Something like that, yeah.
I like Bryce from the Woodlands. He kept it so simple. Blown lead, face punches. Giles. Giles, get rid of him.
7837, this was fantastic. Broke jumpers, air balls. Stay the F out of Houston. La, get your man.
Oh, man.
4699, that's Mike awesome. Vrabel the fraud. He's not terrible, I guess. Titans won't cause stress.
I like that.
We'll do this every. We're going to do this every Wednesday, at 12:40. Hump Day Haiku. Of course, I'm the champ. Got the two guys carrying my belt
whatever.
For me. We have
an audience,
and the audience can come on through and do it.
Whatever.
And we're on Facebook Live. Thank you, Figgy.
Oh, we are today?
Yeah.
Shout out.
Look at that. Figgy.
Shout out to Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm. We got to get Figgy to do some haikus. We'll have Figgy do some haikus next week. And then, of course, and Figgy's going to be doing some producing for us the next couple weeks because you'll be out.
Figgy produces every day, though.
Yeah, well, no, he does. That's what I mean. But I mean, as far as he'll have a microphone this time.
Yeah.
That's going to be the biggest difference.
He's giddy right now, man. I'm questioning his marriage, dude. What's that? My man's way too happy that his girl's out of town.
I think it's only right.
I guess he hadn't run out of food yet or something.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Part of it.
She took care of him.
I told him I was going to take him to Spanky's on Friday.
Is she
have
back?
You been there?
But I think she's
I have
back.
Not.
Pizza
is
place?
She back by Friday?
Telephone Road?
No, I have not.
Off the hook.
You been to Luigi's?
Oh,
yeah, it's Spanky's on Telephone Road. Goes
okay,
hard.
Spanky's on Telephone Road. Now, be careful because there's a lot of construction going on over there. So it's
yeah,
kind
you
got to
make that little
to get
UE.
There.
You got to get that little UE. But I'm telling you, you go to Spanky's, the wings, the pizza.
Shout out to my girl.
Best I've had.
Shout out to my girl Lori over at Spanky's.
Oh yeah, Lori.
Salt of the earth.
I need to go to Spanky's.
Yeah.
Is she a brunette?
What's that?
She brunette?
She is a brunette.
Yeah, she works there.
She does. Yes, she works for the whole conglomeration because they own. What's the barbecue place they own too? I can't think of. There's another one. It's another one off of dadgum. I can't think of off the top of my head. But anyway, that whole group owns Spanky's and another barbecue place as well. So.
Frank's is always at the top of the list.
I'm at
Frank's
Spanky's.
Grill.
I ain't cheating
Frank's
on
pizza.
Spanky's. I found my
Frank's
pizza spot. Spanky's where I'm going.
Luigi's is
ain't
incredible.
Cheating on it. Ain't cheating on it. You can get the personal and you can get all the other stuff they got. Spanky's is where I'm going.
Everybody has their own little.
That's it. I like Pink. I've eaten Pink's. I've eaten Star Pizza. I've eaten all that. Spanky's is my spot.
You done Candelari's?
Dude, Spanky's is my spot.
I'm telling you, I'm going to go to Spanky's because on your recommendation. But you got to try Frank's and Luigi's for at least.
Nah, Spanky's. I'm not cheating.
This guy.
Listen to this guy.
I put a ring on it.
I guess
put
so.
A ring on Spanky's.
Just get a big old pile of pizza going.
Tell you what, let's do
like
what?
What's his name, Mark?
I'll tell you what, let's do this. Is what we need to do. This is what we need to do. And let's throw this out to the salespeople. We did this once before back in the day, Ted and I did, when we did a Burgers, Beers, and Balls tour. We were debating who had the best burgers in town. And we went to all these different burger places and did shows there.
Bro,
so
I'm
why not
so
do
sick.
Pizza?
Why not? Oh, dude, I can eat burgers for days. Why not do a pizza tour? All right, 713-572-4610.
You can tell me twice.
What do you get on your burger? Everything.
Just, I like everything.
I'm more of a, I mean, I keep it kind of simple, but cheese and barbecue sauce.
That's it?
I mean, I it's simple. I mean, a little
mustard,
bacon.
Mayo, ketchup, onions, lettuce, tomatoes.
I go everything. But mayonnaise. Yeah. I don't
yellow
go
mustard.
With
I'm not a brown mustard guy on burgers.
I get
brown
whatever.
Mustard on hot dogs.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, though. Give me some barbecue sauce, and I'll go to town on just about anything. That's Landry Locker. Another successful haiku hump day in the books. Appreciate all you guys for participating, as you do each and every Wednesday. Coming up next, we'll take a trip around the National Football League, some of the comings and goings of what's going on with your National Football League. Landry will take you inside the locker room, and then, of course, we'll get Sean Pendergast one day closer to the entire group being whole as one unit. Don't you go anywhere. And plus, we'll get you ready for some things we're doing this week as well. Lots to get to. Find out of the program. Don't you go anywhere. It's In the Loop on a Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.